News Radio 99.3 and 1490 KBUR. I'm on with Matt Rinker. He's a shelter insurance agent and also a candidate for Burlington City Council. Matt, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Rob. Happy to be here.
So tell me a little bit about yourself. What is it that you do for a living?
So as you already said, I'm the local shelter insurance representative here in Burlington, and I also have some real estate property here that I work with here locally. Born and raised in Burlington, lived in the same house all growing up, went to Burlington High School. After high school, I left Burlington and joined the U.S. Navy. Spent 5 years active duty and had the opportunity to live a multitude of places, California, Texas, several deployments to a couple to the Middle East, lived in Greece for 2 years. That's actually where I met my wife. She's from England. Got out of the military, came home, and started school at Southeastern Community College, and then transitioned over to Western Illinois University, graduated from Western, and took the job with shelter insurance. And I've been doing that for going on 4.5 years now.
And you just moved locations, correct me if I'm wrong. Yeah.
We were on the corner of Main and Washington downtown, and we just recently moved up the hill to South Main, towards where the old Ace Force used to be.
What made you want to do this? What made you want to run for city council?
So I think anybody who's familiar with city government and long-term outlooks, when they look at the city of Burlington, they've got some concerns. And I do have major concerns because of the lack of investment and growth that we've seen within our community over the last 5, 10, 15 years. There's a lot of issues out there, and depending on who you talk to depends on what issue is most important to them. It could be crime, could be housing and the cost of that housing. It could be jobs or job creation locally. But all those things are really related to one another, and it has to do with the lack of growth in multiple areas, housing, jobs, and local populations, things like that. So my goal is to be able to, I want to join the council so that I can help create a more optimum environment for that growth and bring a lot of the ideas that I have to the table in order to be able to make that happen.
And you serve in city government in some capacity already, right? You're
right.
A member of several committees, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, so I sit on the Riverfront Advisory Committee. I am also the chairman of the Housing Standards and Appeals Board, and I was a member of the Riverfront Steering Committee, which was the committee who was tasked with developing or helping to develop the Riverfront construction project that's currently taking place outside your window.
and what a project it is, turning a lot of dirt over there. So why do you think that you specifically would be a good city council person?
So I think that the places that I've been in my life, different organizations that I've been a part of have given me the opportunity to really absorb a lot of different points of view. And it's also given me the ability to understand a lot of the different variables involved when it comes to decisions and what effects those decisions are going to have, both positive and negative, especially in a community like Burlington. I've got a lot of ideas. I'll tell you their ideas today, and I hope they turn into solutions later. But I'd like to see some of those ideas put into place in order to make Burlington a better place to live, work, and play.
Let's hear some of those ideas. What are your priorities?
Well, like I said before, priorities really depends on who you talk to. I mean, for a lot of people, it's crime. For a lot of people, it's housing. Growth is a very loose term. I think with regard to job creation growth, there are a lot of variables different companies look at. They look at infrastructure. They look at crime. They look at available housing. They look at workforce or available workforce. And in providing the optimum environment for them to come in and make that investment into our community can be things such as making it easier for new companies to come in and purchase ground or make housing easier or having it more a better supply of housing stock, which will then draw people into our community, which will then also help to increase the amount of available workers or workforce. And as you also make those investments, the city over a longer period of time will start to see different revenues come in as a result of that, which can help alleviate some of the things like we've got with crime. You know, we can't go out and hire 20 police officers tomorrow, but maybe if over the next 10 years we make the right investment and growth choices, we might be able to achieve that in order to help get rid of some of the more violent crime that we've seen in our community.
15 people are running, and only 6 are going to be able to make the ballot in November. And then, of course, of those, 3 will make the council. With that in mind, with the field as crowded as it is, how do you intend to stand out?
I think I stand out because, like I've already hinted to, I've been a part of city government already. I'm very familiar with a lot of the different things that are taking place behind the scenes, and I've got a very good working relationship with a lot of people that are making those things happen. I also think I stand out because as a candidate, the ideas that I have are very well thought out. This isn't the first time that I've had this conversation. I've talked with different people that work in both the private and the public sector for over 18 months now and discussed these ideas very thoroughly. And they've contributed a lot of feedback, which has allowed me to make some changes. And that's why I think as a candidate over time, I'm going to stand out among the other people that are running for the council.
Is there anything that the city council has done over the past several years that you say you would have disagreed with had you been on the council, had you would have voted nay?
That I would have voted no for?
Yeah.
So things that I like that the council has done, I do like the fact that they've become much more conservative. In 2011, this city was very financially stricken. You know, if you talk to certain people, they'll tell you we were almost bankrupt. And what I would say is I'm very happy with the steps that the current council and recent previous councils have taken in order to be able to put our community into a position to be able to grow. To answer your question, things that I haven't necessarily agreed with, I know that recently there have been several housing development requests or assistance from the city for those requests. I haven't been happy with the fact that the council hasn't been more supportive of those developments. Like I said, there are really only 2 ways to grow, and that's either through the job market or the housing market that the council can influence directly. And that was a missed opportunity in my mind. If you look at some of the infrastructure costs that we're going to have over the next 20, 50, 100 years, those costs are going to have to be paid for by somebody. And we can either do one of 2 things. We can either provide incentives to developers today to grow our base, or we can raise the tax rate when the time comes and we need to raise those funds. Most people who I've talked to, and I think a lot of people in our community, would be 100% more in favor of increasing the base today instead of raising the rate later. Another thing I don't like about raising the rate later is every time you raise the rate, now you've created this disincentive for somebody to come into our community and either live in our community or invest in our community.
So when you were talking about certain TIF projects that you think that the council missed earlier this year, are you specifically referring to the project by Mr. Ryan Nagrocki?
Yeah, Ryan's is one project that I was a big supporter
of. Deer Point Estates.
Yes. And think of it this way. So if a developer comes into the community and says, hey, I want to build 25 or 50 homes, that developer may have as much as $500,000 to $800,000, $1 million even, in infrastructure costs just to get the site prepared for the development. Well, what the TIF does is it doesn't take anything away from the city today. What it does do is it puts money back in the pocket of the developer in order to help cover his costs over the period of time that the TIF is in place. But it's not money that the city had. we're not losing anything. What we're doing is, after a period of time, we're actually gaining. So I know right now there's a measure out there, or we've talked about the SAFER grant, and one of the things that's been a concern is, how do we pay for that in 3 to 5 years? Well, you know, that's one of those, that development project is one of those projects you could say, listen, we're going to have that revenue at some point in time, so we really just need to figure out how to bridge the gap between the time we're going to have that revenue and the time that we need to start paying for the SAFER grant. And I think if we take that approach when it comes to growth in our community, we'll be a lot better off in the long run.
So give me then, with all of that, the sum of all of its parts here, give me the elevator speech version here. In your own words, why should voters pick you? October's one thing. Why should they put you on city council?
Well, my hope is that everybody will vote for me in October and in November, because you have to win one to get to the other. But as far as that goes, like I said, and I've already talked about it, I've had the opportunity to work with a lot of different groups of people in a lot of different areas, both public and private sector, and have conversations with them about different things that we can do and become more efficient at doing. And that's where a lot of my ideas come from. So I'd be more than happy to sit down and run through each little teeny tiny variable of each idea, but that would take us a very long time to do. So over time, I think some of those things will become a little more easier to see.
Thank you very much, Matt Rinker, a shelter insurance agent, a candidate for Burlington City Council. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me.